Hi, I'm not Maddie, but I am Michaela, and welcome to Gaio Girls, the K-pop podcast for all your K-pop needs. Let's get into it. So my lovely co-host Maddie is not with me today. She is out gallivanting at her nerd convention. I am not jealous in the slightest. So instead of your regularly scheduled programming, I am now doing a mini episode in the meantime. Do not worry though, our next episode will be up by next Monday instead. So you'll have that to look forward to. But in the meantime, you get me. And what we're gonna do this episode is just, I'm gonna rant about whatever K-pop specific thing is on my mind. So basically, I'm just gonna pretend that I'm talking to myself normally, except I'm recorded this time. Alright, so let's just get straight into ranting because I see no other way to segue into it, you know, smoothly. So, first topic up for debate, I guess you can say today, is the Hyuna and Iran situation. As most of you know, probably, hopefully, if you're listening to this K-pop specific podcast, I'm sure you already know. Hyuna and Iran are together. Of course, this is Hyuna from 4MINUTE and her own solo activities fame, and Iran from Triple H and Pentagon. You know, these two are now together. And we figured that out when Hyuna on her Instagram told us that they were together, they have been together for 2 years, and they hope to be together for longer than that. And I hope that they're together for longer than that too, and I hope that they're happy. I am not the only one who has that opinion, but I know that not everyone has that opinion, and that has been apparent over the last, when did they come out that they were a couple? I want to say month? Yeah, mine is when, it was a month. For the past month, people have had varying different opinions about this whole situation, and honestly, I feel like it's none of our business to have opinions, but since we have all decided that we want to have an opinion, I guess I can talk about it now. So you have people like me on the side of, you know, Hyuna and Iran are adults, and they are human beings, and of course, they are going to fall in love, and they're going to like people, and they're going to develop crushes, and they're going to date people. And when they get older, they're probably going to settle down with someone. You know, that's just a fact of life. And I'm happy that they're together and that they have found happiness with each other. And then you have another side of things where people are very, very pissed. They're very angry, and they absolutely hate the fact that Iran and Hyuna are together. And it's almost scary how personally affected some people are by the fact that Hyuna and Iran together, because it shows this level of attachment to a person that you don't even know. It's unhealthy. It's a very unhealthy level of attachment to a person that you've never really had an in-depth conversation with outside of the facet of you being that person's fan. Not even a friend, not even acquaintance, not even just a stranger passing by on the street, a fan. Almost every interaction that these people have had with either Hyuna or Iran has been on the level of, you know, celebrity and fan encounters and meetings and the way that they interact with each other. And these people who are extremely unhappy that Hyuna and Iran are together are operating on this level as if they are, you know, the owner to those people. Like, they own these people. They feel like they are entitled to know everything about their favorite idol's life. And not only are they entitled to know everything, they are entitled to dictate what that idol does with their life. And when they do something that they don't find that they agree with, they go apeshit. They just absolutely lose their minds. And it's both fascinating and just scary and appalling to watch. To me, right? When I first heard that, you know, if a K-pop idol is seen with a boyfriend or a girlfriend, that their careers could be over, I thought that that was a myth. I thought that that was just hyperbole because that didn't make sense to me. How can how can someone having a boyfriend or girlfriend, just a significant other, how can that ruin someone's career when those two things are usually entirely separate from each other? You know, how that doesn't happen. It can't happen, right? And now I'm watching it happen. I love Triple H. I love Triple H a lot. I said back in the first podcast, the first episode, that is, how much I love Triple H. So hearing that Hyuna and Edan were together, I was like, well, I called it first off. But great. Awesome. Live your lives. That's awesome. Great. Right? And then I hear that Triple H's promotions have just been cut. Okay, what? It didn't make sense. At first, I was like, oh, is one of them sick? You know? One of them has to be sick. So I was just searching for information if one of them was sick. But no, it was, they just got, their promotions were just suddenly done. They were just done with promoting the Retrofuturism album. And I'm just like, that doesn't make sense. They just put it out. Retrofuture just came out. What do you mean they're done promoting? Right? And so I was like, please do not tell me that because Hyuna and Edan have publicly come out as a couple, that fans are throwing a huge enough fit that they are forcing Cube to be like, you know what, we're shutting this down. And so I was pissed about that because I was like, so I'm not getting any more stages? Great. And then I hear news that, you know, Edan isn't going to his fan sign for Pentagon. And I'm just like, what? And it just keeps spiraling. Like, it's awful for both of them, but Edan specifically, because he's not getting the chance to do what he wants to do, which is perform and make art, because his teenage fans, his rabid teenage fans, are too busy being angry at him because he has eyes? Like, I don't understand. Because he has emotions? It boggles my mind. It boggles my mind. And I just, it says something about culture in K-pop specifically. I mean, it says something about celebrity culture in general, but, you know, to bring it down to a micro scale to make it easier to chew, it says something about K-pop specifically. Because if you think about the way that idols are, you know, manufactured and the way that they are made to look towards the public, they are made to look readily accessible for their fans. It's fan service in the highest degree that translates into real life. It's the idea that, hey, your favorite idol could be with you, and only you, and because they haven't been seen with anyone ever, then they must have never dated anyone. So if you ever get the shot to meet your favorite idol in some Wattpad fanfic-esque meeting, and you guys suddenly end up dating for 15 years and get married, then you have the satisfaction of knowing that you are the only one to have ever been able to have your favorite idol in this way. And I mean, of course, when you're young and you have a celebrity crush and they have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you get a little heartbroken, right? Because you are attached to this person. You're young, you're in the development stage where, like, you haven't dated anyone, but you have romantic thoughts about someone. And so it's easy to grow attached to the celebrity of which you have really no possible way of ever having a chance with, but in your mind you can fantasize about having a chance with them because because you don't have a tangible way to meet them really and to have a chance to actually talk to them and have, you know, whatever romantic relationship that you want, there is no fear of rejection involved because part of you knows that you will never have a chance with your celebrity crush. Part of you knows this. And that's almost comforting in a way because you know that you can never really be hurt or rejected by them because you never had a chance in the first place. And so you can live in this la-la land where you can dream up your wedding and you can dream up your perfect first date with them and everything else. Like, I would be lying to say that I have never felt hurt when, you know, not even hurt. I don't want to say hurt. Just disappointed when you figure out, when I figured out that one of my celebrity crushes had a girlfriend, you know? I can't say that I wasn't disappointed when I figured out that Chris Evans had dated someone. I can't say that I wasn't ever disappointed when there were, like, dating rumors around, you know, Kendall Schmidt from Big Time Rush dating his co-star. I can't sit here and say, oh, I've never been on that side of things, because I have. The difference between, you know, the way that I dealt with my feelings, though, and the way that these people are dealing with their feelings is that I recognize that I never had the chance in heaven or hell to be with them. I recognize that. I knew that from jump. You know, no matter how many fan fictions I created for myself, no matter how many fan fictions I read, I knew that that relationship that I would ever have with Chris Evans would always only exist within that fan fiction. I knew that. These people don't. And that's unsettling. And I think that's why I say that this problem is something specific to K-pop in general, because idols are marketed as these virginal figures, you know? They've never had sex. They've never had their first kiss. They've never dated anyone, you know? They've never experienced love. And they're marketed as those virginal figures, and that they are always just going to sit and lie and wait for you. They are here to cater to you. They are here to cater to their fans. They are here for their fans and solely their fans. And the only thing they ever think about, or the only people they ever think about, are their fans. And honestly, that's just not true. And I'm here to tell you right now, if you're one of those people that are angry about Hyuna and Edan being together, who is willing to shut down their fan site that they had dedicated to either one of them because they are together, who is boycotting Triple H or Hyuna or Pentagon because they are together, I just want to tell you right now, get over yourselves. Like, literally get over yourself. And just admit out loud, especially for the older ones, especially for the ones that are 18 and up. I just want to tell you this, right? Just hear me out. Just admit that you are so afraid that you will never find love and happiness, that you are more willing to tear other people down because they have found love and happiness, than to just sit with the fact that you are afraid yourself that you will be alone forever. Just face that fact. Because as soon as you deal with that problem head on, life gets so much easier. I promise you it does. And instead of taking it out on these people that literally could care less about you, especially if you're thinking in this way of wanting them to be miserable without each other than happy with each other, I just want you guys to just sit and look at yourselves in the mirror and just look at yourself and realize how pathetic you're being. You know, because the sooner you realize it, the sooner you can fix it. Honestly. You want to know? Here's the thing. If you want a chance with your favorite idol, you only have one option. Become famous. Become famous. Become famous, and then maybe you can meet your idol. But half of y'all there complaining that they're together don't have, are literally talented list. So maybe that'll never happen. So just face facts. Just face reality head on. Realize you're never going to be with either of them. Realize that your opinion really doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Because honestly, they're going to be together whether you like it or not. And that's just the way that the world goes. So there's that. I have a notebook with things, like just topics that I was planning on ranting about, but now that I'm looking through it, I'm just I'm asking myself, like, is it even worth it to waste my breath on it? I'm looking at this Joseph Kahn versus BTS whatever thing, I guess you can say, but it's a versus, it's really not, it's just Joseph Kahn yelling into the void and no one really caring. But the whole plastic surgery thing and all that, and how he doesn't, you know, he's not apologizing for it, which, I mean, fine. I feel like he said wild things in the past, and, like, I've seen those headlines, but I've never actually clicked on them because I could care less about him. And I feel like you should, too. Because honestly, he's screaming into the void, asking and wanting attention. Because if you haven't noticed, people do that a lot with BTS. They'll say outlandish things, for better or worse, about BTS just so you can start talking about them, just so they're on your radar. And you have to realize that just because someone mentions, you know, BTS, doesn't mean that they're always the best people to be supporting. And likewise, just because someone mentions BTS doesn't mean that you have to comment on what they said about BTS. Sometimes it's better just to let them be. Like, just give them radio silence. Like, literally, Big Hit, when they were asked to respond, said that they were just focusing on their comeback. They had nothing to respond with. Because there is nothing to respond with. There is no reason to respond to stupidity. Because stupidity lives in its own vacuum. And once you start entertaining stupidity, you start to feel a little stupid yourself. So why waste your breath and brain cells dealing with stupid? So I'm not going to talk about it more than I already have. He's irrelevant. And just mentioning him on this podcast that no one listens to as of yet feels dirty, because it feels like he doesn't deserve that either. So moving on. Alright, I think I got one more topic in me, because I've just decided to throw the notebook away. I feel like the thing I really wanted to talk about was the Hyuna and Yidan situation, and I talked about it, so, I just have one last thing. It's not even really a rant, it's more of me just trying to work out what I actually think about this topic out loud, so walk with me, right? Right. All right. Unpopular K-pop opinions are dumb. Let me explain why. So, there is the recent trend of people uploading YouTube videos and they're talking about their unpopular K-pop opinions. And that's nice and all, you know? Everyone deserves to be able to talk about their opinions on some, you know, at some shape or form, I guess. Unless you're a Nazi, I don't feel like you deserve it, but, you know, they already do, so what can you do about it? Nazism and K-pop. Yeah, that's a great jump. That's a great connection, Michaela. Moving on. unpopular opinions. K-pop. Let's go. Alright, back on track. I hate unpopular K-pop opinion videos. I've watched them, don't get me wrong. But I still dislike them wholeheartedly. Here's why. Most of those opinions are either A, not unpopular, or B, just wildly insane and rude and disrespectful for the sake of being unpopular. And so while unpopular K-pop opinions may have started out from, you know, a good place about just being able to freely speak your mind without feeling like mob mentality is going to come after you and burn down your house, it's evolved into this medium of just bashing people. You know, there are little to no facts or solid, valid reasons to back up these opinions, because I think people have forgotten that just because opinions are subjective does not mean that you can purely base, you know, some opinions you can base just purely on subjective reasons, but most of the times you can't form opinions based solely on subjective things. You form opinions based off of objective facts, and then the way that you view those facts, depending on your own moral compass, then shapes and colors the way that your subjective opinion forms. So I could look at the facts of, I could look at the facts of how our economy is in America, right? And I can subjectively take those facts, and based off of my moral compass, I could say that I am either for or against socialism in order to fix our economy. That's something you can do. That is an opinion you can form based off of objective facts. Right? Right. They don't do that in unpopular K-pop opinions. They just throw facts out the window and they're just like, I don't like it. And if you were to ask them why, they'd be like, well, he's just annoying. Or, you know, it's just how I feel. Or, and this is the best one, well, I'm a fan of such and such, and we don't like so and so. So that's just the reason why I said what I said. So there is no actual reasoning. There are no facts that a person has, you know, read and decided, hey, based off of these facts and the way that I feel about the subject, this is, you know, the opinion that I have formed from it. Take it or leave it, but that's just what I've done. I could respect that. But no, it's just mob mentality of I don't like so-and-so, or I'm envious of so-and-so, or I feel like that person is a threat to what I like. So therefore, I'm going to bash them, and I'm going to put it in an unpopular K-pop opinion video, and I'm going to get 100,000 views like that. It's annoying. It's so annoying. And I hate them so much because they do nothing. They do nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, and I guess you could say that this is unpopular opinion about unpopular K-pop opinions, and you could say that, Michaela, you're contributing to the problem, but I would like to say that I've just stated objective facts of what these K-pop videos that claim to have unpopular opinions in them usually do, and I have based my own subjective opinion about said topic, you know, based off of these facts that I have found. Based off of the research that I have done, that they obviously don't do in their videos, I have come to the conclusion that unpopular K-pop opinions are trash. And that's my unpopular K-pop opinion. Funny how that works, huh? And on that note, that's all. See you next time.